1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The man who once said he would take a bullet for Donald Trump testifies against him at the former president's criminal trial. CBS's Matt Piper reports from New York.
Michael Cohen testified that as his attorney, everything required Donald Trump's sign-off, saying Trump was involved with all aspects and cover-ups of alleged sexual encounters that could have upended his 2016 campaign. Once court was over, Trump again railed against the trial and the judge.
We have a corrupt judge, and we have a judge who's highly conflicted. And he's keeping me from campaigning.
Cohen's $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels is at the heart of the case. Prosecutors say Trump engaged in election fraud by classifying checks Cohen got as legal payments when they were really reimbursements. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Crews have conducted a controlled explosion to break down the largest remaining span of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. The demolition marks a major step in freeing the grounded Dolly container ship. CBS News Baltimore reporter Mike Helgren says it went off without a hitch, all as the crew stayed on board.
The explosion occurred on the bow of the ship. They were in another area of the ship. They also had, there were a number of containers that they thought would provide some sort of protection. No injuries were told after the controlled explosions went off here.
CBS News has learned that the Biden administration will announce new tariffs on Chinese imports. CBS News White House reporter Willie James Inman.
The move will include tariffs on products like computer chips, batteries, and solar panels. Tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles will increase to 100%. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the Biden administration has expressed concern about unfair trade practices that could harm American workers and businesses. Willie James Inman, CBS News, The White House.
Israeli forces push deeper into the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Israel's military is ordering displaced Gazans to evacuate parts of Rafah. CBS's Rami Innocencio reports.
Many people have fled to the coast to what's known as the Al-Mawasi camp for displaced people. It's basically sands on the Mediterranean shore. People say that there's little to no food, water, and access to toilets. Israel says, though, they have expanded access to health care, fixed a water pipe, and expanded the zone itself as more people do come in.
Russian troops are waging a renewed offensive in northeast Ukraine in the most significant border incursion since the invasion began. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
The Russians are claiming that they're having significant success in and around Kharkiv in the northeastern part of Ukraine with an offensive that began a few days ago. Ukrainians are saying that they're not making as much progress as they claim.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Canadian wildfire smoke is back. That's why skies were hazy over Wisconsin Monday. Air quality alerts were issued for several counties. The Department of Natural Resources says small particles may make air unhealthy for some people, especially the very young, the very old, and people with heart or lung conditions. Most rural voters favor economic policies that lower costs and raise incomes for the working class. Patrick Toomey helped conduct a new poll for Breakthrough Campaigns.
Just cutting taxes and getting rid of regulations is not going to do the most to help me in this economy.
The poll shows rural voters agree with many Democratic policy positions, but think Republicans are doing more for working people. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Cardinals.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Cards 4-3 Sunday afternoon on Mother's Day. St. Louis, desperate for a win, down 3-1 when manager Ollie Marmol charged the home plate umpire and was ejected from the game.
Yeah, Ollie Marmol's getting upset. You can't blame him.
And this is a boiling point from strike zone to calls to seven straight losses.
The Cards manager asked if he had a problem with umpire Alan Porter.
No, Alan Porter and Sean Barber are good umpires. That had more to do with getting something going.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, it was a one-run game, but, you know, they left 13 on base. You know, we walked too many guys. We didn't execute. I think offensively and pitching and whatever, it just wasn't a great ball game for us.
The Crew opens the series at home tonight against the Pirates. Men's college basketball. Head coach Sundance Wicks is leaving the UW Green Bay Phoenix after just one season to return to Wyoming, where he served as an assistant coach. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the mid-40s. Sunshine's back tomorrow, nice day with highs in the low 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, chance of storms late Wednesday, high mid-70s. Shower and thunderstorm chances continue Wednesday night, and a slight rain chance for Thursday. Currently at 62 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Next up on The Maggie Dawn Show, if you thought you were afraid of a second Trump presidency, I've got Trump's wish list of Supreme Court nominees. You won't want to miss it.
Weekdays 2 till 4 p.m.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Cody Cuff, Hitney Cuddy.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, Haley, we discuss local, national, Native news and events, and as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega, and this portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, I got to give a quick shout out to the people listening to us on X, formerly Twitter. I just want to say hello to them and Pinigi for dropping in on the live version of us. I know we get like around 4,000 people on our social medias watching pretty much per day, and I think they're here to watch you, Haley, and see if how many mistakes I make.
Oh, well, at least they're watching. Pina Geeky.
Exactly. Hey, did you have a good weekend?
Oh, I so did. You know, it was like jam-packed full. I was enjoying the weather, feeling the summer heat. What about you?
Well, you know, it was Mother's Day. So, you know, I have my birth mother in Tennessee, my wife's a mother, and also a stepmother, and then also a fur dog mother. We hung out, and then I have a deceased mother, and then my Gaga, which is your great grandma, Helen. I posted a picture of her with me when I was a young tot before I was put up for adoption, and I had blonde hair, and I was kicked out of the tribe. Oh.
You know, I did see that post. That was really cute, and yeah, I think, you know, honoring everyone in our life who takes on that mother role is really important. And yeah, great picture of Gaga Helen there. I haven't seen that portrait one of her, but I've seen the one with you with blonde hair.
Yeah, that's funny that you say that, Haley, because we always exchange pictures and things like that. What we have, I just got that picture from my nanny, Jan, a couple days ago when I talked to her. I talked to her on Mother's Day, and she sent that to me along with a couple other things that I asked over via the Facebook Messenger.
Oh, well, Pina Gigi Auntie Jan for sending that.
Yeah. So I was at, you know, we're going to have, we possibly will have a guest tonight. Dr. Stately will not be with us, so we will not have as much fun, but, you know, there's things going on. And, you know, Haley, I was just at a meeting, and I got to say this because, you know, Dega got a bad memory and might not be able to say it the rest of the show. So I want to, it's in the forefront right now, so I thought I'd bring it up, is that I was dealing with the Met Council today. And I won't say too much more about that, but there was a couple of people that presented, and I'm 62, and we were always river rats, meaning us in St. Paul, whether we were having a libation party down at the river, underage drinking, that we do not agree with at all here in 2024.
Right.
But it's interesting because drinking age when I was in high school was 18. So, you know, you could still be in high school, but that's a whole nother show. And, but, you know, I remember being down at the river and people not wanting to put their foot in it, not wanting to swim in it.
Right.
And the few people that did swim in it, you were like going, these guys are crazy. So, you know, I'm talking about the 70s when there was hardly any eagles running around. And now we got quite a few now. And you got to be in a good way, you know, and look at them. And, you know, they're our relatives, and they stopped using what DET or DEET in and so the eggs were now no longer soft. And so the eagles came back. But they were talking about, I've never heard, and I'm like, I feel like I'm kind of a historian, and especially with the Twin Cities and Native stuff. And I never heard this. So from 1922 to 1936, there was no fish in the river. It was so polluted.
Are we talking like the Mississippi River that runs through downtown?
Yes. Yes, wow. From the Minneapolis, St. Paul, they found three fish, and one of them they even counted scooped it up and counted them, he or she died, but they still counted them. So really, there was only two fish in the Mississippi from St. Paul to Minneapolis. That's how polluted that river was then. I mean, raw sewage pouring in there.
Ew.
Yeah, exactly. And so they've really cleaned it up a lot. I've swam in the Mississippi as of recent, but I won't swim past Bedote, and that's, you know, where the two rivers meet, the Minnesota and the Mississippi.
Sure.
You can see the Minnesota River so polluted from all that factory farming. It's a different color when they merge.
Wow.
So
that's really interesting.
Yeah.
I was just talking with someone too about it, because I hang out, you know, along the St. Croix River,
yes,
kind of more, you know, north before it comes the Minnesota River, and it doesn't look bad at all.
No. And I think they've done a lot of things over the years, and the Met Council was talking about a lot of the things. I had no idea how many things that they got their fingers in. There, and sewage is one of them, clean water. And I brought up the fact, and especially we have all those 3M.
Right by me.
What is it? The phosphates, or what the heck is it called? It's forever.
The forever plastics, the chemicals. I can't think of it right now.
Right, but that's it. It starts with a P, right? So, I you know, with my nation, I've been learning so much about hemp and cannabis. Because, you know, we want to get into the game, and, you know, they threw us all in jail. So hopefully, you know, we can reverse that and become suppliers of this once this becomes legal in Wisconsin and in Minnesota, of course. So you don't have all these big businesses coming in that the tribes got the first dibs. But anyways, they talk about growing hemp in these contaminated areas, and it cleans it up. So, I mean, if you grew hemp, not cannabis, but hemp by these lakes or these waterfalls, it cleans up those PFCs or whatever the heck they're called.
Sure.
So I brought that up to them, and I saw them jot it down. But that's an interesting thing with hemp and cannabis, how much that was a not only a medicine, but, you know, people like Levi Strauss is heavily investing in cannabis and things like that to switch their genes and become more, you know, I don't know. It's cheaper to grow hemp than it is growing trees and tearing them down and all that. We have, if you're in a warmer climate, you have like three growing seasons, not even to mention a lot of the marijuana is being grown inside via water, and that's three or four seasons.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that makes me think too, like what kind of other native plants can we kind of bring back to the area that would help, you know, our air pollution. Speaking of the Twin Cities and our wildfires up north right now. I mean, yesterday you couldn't even see the Minneapolis skyline. It was so bogged down with wildfire smoke.
Yeah, good point. We should be talk a little bit more about that next segment, but my goodness. The PFAS is thanks Nancy Bolio. She just put that in our chat.
Oh yeah, thanks Nancy.
We're going to have Nancy on soon. I just had a talk with her. PFAS are widely detected in soil, groundwater, and surface water and are associated with multiple industries and activities, including industrial production and processes, firefighting foams, commercial and consumer products, landfills, and wastewater treatment plants. So we need to combat that because that's a forever chemical.
Yes, and we need to end deforestation, as Shantina says, too.
Right on. Well, we love Shantina. Hey, she's one of our all-time greats. We got to have her on the show again sometime. Remember when we didn't have any guests and we were begging people to come on and she came on? That was awesome. We got to do that again. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after the short break.
Stay with us.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by. Stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a go-to card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. That's 612-373-3333.
Attention, Native American community. As we prepare for American Indian Celebration Month in Minnesota this May, it's essential to prioritize the health and safety of our communities. With social gatherings and festivities on the horizon, getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is crucial. So let's make getting vaccinated a tradition, inclusive, and cross-generational. Imagine gatherings filled with shared stories and cultural celebrations free from the shadow of COVID-19. Remember, protecting yourself and others is what counts. Whether it's time for an updated vaccine or your first shot, all COVID-19 vaccines offer protection, with the latest vaccine especially recommended for our elders over 65. As we gather with friends and relatives this May for American Indian Celebration Month, let's ensure everyone's safety by getting vaccinated. Together, we can uphold our traditions and keep our communities thriving. For more information, including details about clinics offering free vaccines, visit vaccines.gov. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Love that tagline. Really do. I always say that every week. We're here. Haley and I are holding down the fort here. And that was kind of a colonial term, wasn't that?
Yeah, definitely.
Colonized here. We have a fort right here, and we got a bunch of engines here. And yeah. So we're talking. I want to, before we get into, we're going to have Wendy on later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's got a great segment that we recorded earlier. And before we get too far ahead, it's just like I want to talk a little bit about the smoke that you touched on. And I think we should have probably led the show off with that discussion because I've been outside one time today and I went to my car.
I know. After yesterday, I've been inside. Like, we had to turn our AC and air filter on and everything.
Yeah. And, you know, just timing wise, our 20-year-old central air conditioning fan went out as we were testing it yesterday because of the weather. And, you know, I don't like the heat. I'm really old. I like having air conditioning on. And, you know, Wendy and I are going 70 degrees is, you know, our go-to. And when it gets warmer, we get crabby and sweaty. Well,
yeah, I feel like everyone does. Like Minnesotans, I think just like most of us don't do well with the heat. Like we're so used to the cold and the frigid Arctic temps. But I mean, yeah, a great reminder to start your ACs up before it gets too bad, you know, and make sure those are working.
Yeah. Well, I thought I did, but we got the air conditioned guy, Mike Gozzi's son's coming over, Tony, who has his own native business, AC business, and yeah, he'll be coming by. Yeah, he'll be coming by tomorrow. And those guys advertised with us years ago, so I'll have to hit him up for that while he's fixing, you know, make sure he fixed the, you know, air conditioner fan first, and then I'll hit him up.
Yeah, and check on your elders, too, who are in, like, those community living places. I know a lot of them don't have their AC units put back in from, you know, yet this season. So bring those fans over, put those requests in to put those air conditioner units back in. Yeah.
Really good point. And it's coming from Canada, and I saw some video of it. It was off a road. Because I heard last year, which we had, I believe, 21 days of really, really bad. You know, that's a month of summer taken off right there that you couldn't go outside and enjoy what we, you know, we have 11 months of winter here in Minnesota and we need a break. We have beautiful summers. And if you can't go out, what a big bummer. So we had 21 or 23 days last year, and we're starting off on a bad foot here with these fires up in Canada.
Yeah, it's a big reminder, too, when you bring up how many wildfires and the days that we had to deal with smoke. I think last year was probably like the worst I've ever remembered it, you know, being living here.
Yeah, sure. I've never seen anything like that. And Wendy was in New York and they got it bad. If you remember, the city was it was unbelievable. You know, hey, I want to say give a quick shout out to Dennis there. Those guys do great work. We got to get those guys on the show. They do a lot of great crafts and things all over the Twin Cities. Native Blend, and check them out. Native Blend, I do believe .com, but
they're in Michigan.
Yeah,
Michigan, cool.
Yeah, you know my memory, so it might be .org, but try .com.
Try them all.
Right. They're free, so give it a try. And maybe Dennis can give us his website address there for Native Blend, but that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, Haley, you know, I was at the powwow. I missed you. I heard you were lurking around there, and I was lurking around there for an hour or so.
Making appearances.
Yeah, shaking hands, kissing babies, you know, those kind of things.
I don't know about that, but, you know.
Well, that's right, COVID. Never mind.
Right. Yeah, well, I just heard, actually, since you talked, we just mentioned COVID there. Is there a new strain that's out again? I thought I saw something that was, they're calling it Flirt. Which is very weird.
Yeah.
It probably stands for something.
We need Dr. Stately on to give a breakdown. And I think it was funny last time we were on, we really didn't talk about medical stuff. I think we were too busy teasing each other for an hour.
That was a funny one.
Yeah, it was definitely. And, you know, next time he's on, we do have to talk about that because, you know, it's still there. It's still happening. And it's funny. I still see people masked up, which is great.
Yeah. Well, and it's so important, too. We're probably, what is it, the 13th day of American Indian Month here in Minnesota. So always, you know, events going on. Like we said, we were at the powwow this weekend. That was Little Earth's Mother's Day powwow in Minneapolis at Cedar Field.
Yeah.
And that was amazing. You know, they had grand entry at 1 and 7. It was a beautiful day. It was kind of right before the wildfire smoke got into the cities.
Right.
So it was blue sky and, you know, partly cloudy. A lot of vendors. There was it was a really good big turnout.
Yeah, it really was. And like I said, I only went for a couple hours. Wendy was celebrating with Mother's Day a day early with one of our daughters. And I wasn't invited, so I went to a powwow instead. Oh, wow.
Well, that's why they have Father's Day.
Yeah.
Jaji's Day.
Yeah. Well, every day is Jaji Day.
Oh, yeah. You heard it first. Well, okay.
All right. Well, we're lulling ourselves into a sleep here, and I hope we're not in her.
Good night.
Yeah. Hey, so we got some stuff going on here, Haley, and I don't know. You got some things popping up here. Why don't we have a discussion? What's going on here? It's still Indian month. And even though, you know, for me, every month is Indian month, but Minnesota's celebrating it this year.
Yeah, the only state, I believe, that dedicates the month of May, the entire month, to American Indian Celebration Month. So let's check the calendar here. Today, they were doing a, so it was fishing opener this weekend. So they were doing a fish and wildlife conference at Prairie Island. Tomorrow will be, it just says the name of a lake and a time, so I'm not sure what that is. We have American Indian Month Proclamation at St. Paul City Hall tomorrow. Yeah, Tuesday the 14th, 9 to 9:30 in the morning.
Wow, we got to make it down to that.
Wow. Right? That's pretty early for me.
Yeah. Just pretend it's night. Hey, Dennis, why don't we just give this address, too, for our listeners. It's www.nativeblendllc.com. So you got to get that LLC in there.
Okay, yeah, we were forgetting that one.
Right. So what else is going on there, kiddo?
Yeah, this week we have Wednesday the 15th, honoring our youth celebration at South High School from 5:30 to 7:30. And at the same time, Dream of Wild Health will be doing a cooking demo at VA at 2 p.m.
Wow. And who's doing the demo? Is it our Ho-Chunk relative?
That's a great question. They just have Dream of Wild Health. But I'm sure if you were to look Dream of Wild Health up, they would have more info for sure.
Yeah. And the last few times, I can't think of her name, Victoria. I'll have to look it up for the next segment. But she's Ho-Chunk. And what's interesting about her, and I'll get the name as soon as we break here, is that she was an iron worker in Chicago. Really? She's a Ho-Chunk from Chicago and one of the few and first of all, Native women, but also women in the years. And now she's using her skills as a to show people how to make food out of our sacred food here instead of like a McDonald's cheeseburger, which I'm kind of like want one now that I mentioned it.
Yeah. Well, you know, Native food, yeah, they – and Dream of Wild Health, like, they have their own farm and everything's, you know, indigenously grown and picked. And I think they talk a lot about, too, like, making art with the food and the colors. And, you know, they all kind of represent their own thing and have a story. So I think that's really cool. And they always have those really great recipe cards, too, for healthy meal options.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, Luis, I want to say a big happy Native Indigenous Month, Indian Month to you, too. I always love seeing, her and a couple other people on, on our chat and mentioning stuff. I can't remember that one show that we panicked and we begged people that were have them on. We gave them the phone number or the link and people were like, you know.
Yeah, I love that. I want to mention this too quickly. We have on Thursday the 16th here in Minneapolis, it's the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center open house from 1 to 3. And then also one of our great sponsors, NAC, Native American Community Clinic, will have their open house on, is this Friday? I want to say the 17th from 12 to 3 in Minneapolis.
Yeah, that's Friday. And the sad news, and we talked about it last Monday, no colon to walk through.
Yeah, no inflatable walking colon to walk through and take your picture.
Right, get a selfie next to that polyp.
Next year, hopefully.
Right, we're going to have that removed. But yeah, it's a good reminder. You know, the age has gone down to get your colon checked. And first of all, that's scary. And second of all, we got to talk about that.
Yeah, so yeah, that's something that, you know, we should be going in for regular checkups, especially as, you know, if you're Indigenous, you are, you know, Native American. I feel like we have more high statistics in that. I know we got about a minute left here. I want to mention our Ho-Chunk 5K quickly that we went to on Friday. That was so fun. Thank you, Big Pina Gigi, to Danielle DeLong for hosting that.
Yeah, well, she was a founder and then she was the MC founded it 13 years ago. And I just got to give Native Roots Radio a big shout out for being one of the corporate sponsors. We give back to the community.
Yeah, it was always fun to see our Ho-Chunk relatives, especially those that drove in from Black River Falls and the Dells area.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. CBS News Brief. Ex-Trump attorney Michael Cohen testifies in the former president's criminal trial that he was following directions from Trump to make hush money payments disguised as legal fees ahead of the 2016 presidential election. CBS's Graham Cates.
He said that Trump explicitly authorized him to pursue the stories and to purchase them with the understanding that they would be harmful to Trump.
A large span of the collapsed Baltimore Bridge comes down after crews set off a chain of explosives. U.S. Army Colonel S.D. Pinchason says now
it is going to allow for the pressure from those cuts to literally separate the metal and cut through the steel.
And free a stuck cargo ship. A source tells CBS News the Biden administration will announce new tariffs on Chinese imports. CBS's Willie James Inman.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the Biden administration has expressed concern about China's unfair trade practices that could harm American workers and businesses.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court is expected to rule on whether unstaffed ballot drop boxes will be allowed in Wisconsin this year. 2 years ago, the court's former conservative majority ruled nothing in state law allows for absentee drop boxes anywhere other than local clerks' offices. Justices heard oral arguments Monday. Microsoft's president says the infrastructure in Racine County met for Foxconn played a role in its decision to invest $3 billion in a new AI data center.
No doubt, we are the beneficiaries of that earlier effort. You know, the land that was initially acquired that we're now able to buy, even the electrical infrastructure.
Brad Smith speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront after President Biden's visit last week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. Ed Harris will direct a script he adapted called The Plowman from the novel of the same name. Variety reports that Harris will direct a cast consisting of Owen McTeague, current star of The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, Bill Murray, and Nick Nolte. The film is described as a neo-noir crime thriller. This is Harris's third time behind the camera, and production will start this coming fall in Montana. Neo-noirs aren't typically box office darlings, but man, are they cool. If you thought you didn't like Yellowstone before, just wait till they put out a new show based on the Rip and Beth characters. Cole Hauser, who plays Rip, hinted during a recent interview with Country Living that show creator Taylor Sheridan might have a spinoff in the works. The rumors give avid fans something to look forward to, as Yellowstone will most likely end this fall. There are also rumors that Matthew McConaughey will star in a Yellowstone spinoff. Probably should have opened with that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the mid-40s. Sunshine's back tomorrow, nice day with highs in the low 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, chance of storms late Wednesday, high mid-70s. Shower and thunderstorm chances continue Wednesday night, and a slight rain chance for Thursday. It's 55 right now.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, executive producer Luke Mathers joins us at 10:33. In hour number two, what would a second Trump term mean for your health care? Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Hey, there's a couple things I want to bring up, too, Haley, that I've noticed is on my radar, my sacred radar. And a couple, well, in a couple months, in July, July 25th to the July 28th, is 150th homecoming celebration, Winnebago Powwow, which... Ooh. Is huge, and I have never been to that, and I think we might have to take a road trip.
Whoa. What are the dates again?
The 25th to the 28th of July.
I would love to. You know, yeah, it is so interesting, too, when we talk about being Ho-Chunk, and, you know, my dad's enrolled Winnebago tribe of Nebraska, but, you know, they're the same thing.
Yep, same people. I mean, you're my blood relative, and your dad's my, he's my cousin, right?
He's your first cousin.
Jeez. Hello. Hey, so also, too, that's something to put on your calendar. And also, there's a reminder that the Lynx regular season is starting, I believe, May 14th on Tuesday against the Seattle Storm. Check your, well, that's hard to say, local listings. I almost said check your choka.
Check on him too. Check on your grandpas.
Exactly. Hey. And then another thing I wanted to bring up too is Jim Thorpe, who we know is the greatest athlete of the 20th century. And, you know, there was Jim Thorpe before there was Bo Jackson, and he did it all, and he was an Olympic gold medalist, and of course it was taken away. Jim Thorpe, and it was returned just recently, former Toledo Mudhead baseball player, first Native American to win a Olympic gold medal for the United States, was posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom last Friday. And that was big news.
Yeah, definitely. Congrats.
Yeah, definitely. And there's it's just amazing. You know the whole story. You see these pictures of him, and he has two different shoes on, and that's because somebody stole his shoes, and he had to go out of the trash and dig in the trash and have two missing, unmatching shoes. Mm-hmm. And he won anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. So it doesn't matter, you know.
Yeah, well, haters.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you know what movie I went and saw yesterday?
Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, good guess.
Did you really? I was watching the ads on that, and I was going, this is really interesting. I was watching a lot of clips and trailers from YouTube, because that's what I do.
Sure. Yeah, no, I watched all the trailers, too.
I heard it's got a great story as opposed to the last one.
It definitely does. I don't want to give too much away, but I do want to mention that they had an Eagle Clan in this movie represented.
The apes?
Yep.
Right on. And then they had eagles too, I bet.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. It was very cool. It brought me to some tears.
Really? Well, we'll have to talk about this after.
Yeah, after people go see it more.
Or not on, the radio show.
Right. Yeah.
Because I think I can get it if I do.
I'm sure you could rent it from home, or they have
I think it's on one of the streams, and I'll just pretend and do like a month, free trial.
I know I have one of those right now that I need to cancel. So thank you for the reminder.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what else is going on? I mean, you know, again, it's smoky here. It's getting better though. Let me see what the numbers are right now. By 11 tonight, we should be able to. Be able to breathe. And I know it affects everybody. And I was a smoker for a million years. I think the last 18 years I haven't smoked, but I smoked from, you know, when it was cool, you know, and healthy for you, when I was like 15 years old, when smoking was healthy. Jeez. Until, you know, I was in my 40s, you know, and I couldn't walk up the stairs without losing my breath.
Yeah. Well, it's hard for anyone, you know. I have migraines, and I feel like that's more of a trigger with the smoke, but then also people with asthma and
stuff like that. It's got to be really hard. But yeah, I think the smoke will be dying down come this evening. And I feel like the temperature isn't as high as yesterday, so it might be good to open those windows up too. I want to mention, speaking of smoke, this is something that you brought up to my attention earlier today, mm-hmm. that the Ho-Chunk Nation was voting to decriminalize marijuana.
Yeah. And that's a big deal. And I think there's a misnomer out there when it comes to, and that's in the state of Wisconsin on tribal land. Mm-hmm. There's a misnomer out there that it means that they're going to start selling it or whatever. They just decriminalized it. So, people can work there and they don't have, you know, it's just such a bad thing because BIPOC people, Haley, are traditionally arrested for dealing and smoking and all these things. And in Wisconsin, it's still illegal. So mm-hmm. to decriminalize it is the first step to normalize it in a sense of when Wisconsin does ever become legal, which they will, they'll probably first start out with medical marijuana like most places and then go into, recreational.
Mm-hmm. That's so wild to me that they don't have medical marijuana.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah. They're so far behind.
It's a red state. Yeah. And we only won it by 40,000 votes this last election. And thank goodness. And we get a report from the Democratic governor every week, Governor Evers. And thank goodness he's governor and vetoing all these crazy bills that are coming up out of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. And redistricting the district maps for voting to make it more fair. I mean, that's a huge thing. And for women's rights.
Yeah. And I don't know. Did Arvina kind of say that it'll take a few years to really take hold? I think she said something so.
To show up in the polls, which is
another show. So the air quality is now 85 here in St. Paul. It's 85? Moderate. I can go out and make sure I'm looking at St. Paul. I can go out and jog around the block now because it was 185 earlier today.
Wow. Was it really?
Yes.
Wow. So almost down by 100?
Yeah. And it's good quality where it was bad air quality before. For everybody, not just asthma people or people that have problems breathing. It was bad for everyone.
It's
weird. Our relatives, our squirrels, our foxes, our bears, they were suffering and couldn't get into air conditioning homes. Well, like you, because I don't have air conditioning, but...
not yet. We're going to have to get that fixed real quick.
Exactly. Because I'll be a grouchy bear, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's just not good to be in the heat that long.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to mention this, Leonard Peltier. This is Leonard. If you want to talk, maybe mention to our listeners who don't know much about Leonard.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead with what is it, June 11th?
June 10th, he has a parole hearing. So this is a huge thing. Leonard is has been the longest political prisoner held captive. He's a Native American, and held unjustly for many years, many years. He's the longest incarcerated political prisoner. Mm-hmm. And there's been, just advocating for so long to free Leonard Peltier. It's something that we've said at the very end of the show, almost every day on the show is free Leonard Peltier now. And, it's a big thing to keep an eye out for his parole hearing. This has been a long time in the making. So it is June 10th. We want to spread the word, volunteer, donate, not another year. We want Leonard held in prison. He is an elder. I think we need to get him back home. He's already lost so much from his, not being able to be connected to the land and his relatives. And
well, he's 79 years old now.
Yeah.
And he, I'm reading right here Wikipedia, which is incorrect here because he's not in prison for attempted murder or murder of the two FBI agents. No. He's in there for aiding and abetting. And we know, like, the murder of George Floyd here in Minneapolis, those police officers got 2 years for aiding and abetting a murder, and he's mm-hmm. in there for 40 some years, 45 mm-hmm. years, right?
Right. And the person that they did have the murder charge on was dropped. Right.
Right. Yeah. And so we want Leonard out. Leonard, you know, really disappointed in Obama. I was going to tell him off. And then as when I met him this past couple years ago and, you know, he stuck out his hand, smiled and said, "How are you doing?" And, I, you know, I got the shivers, wanted to kiss him. And then 13 seconds later, I was gone from the picture. So I couldn't tell him off about, you know, Dakota Access Pipeline and not freeing Leonard Peltier in 2017.
Sure. Well, I think, you know, we have some people that work closely with the presidency now and we have representation. And I think, you know, it's important that we hold those people representing us accountable, too, to bring that to our leaders' attention.
Right. What a waste. 79 years old. And if he comes out, that would be great. But still, that's our uncle that's been in there way too long. And we hear things like the misinformation that the FBI trains their own, allegedly, I'll say allegedly, so you don't end up in jail, Haley. Haley is a producer of the show. But is that they train their new FBI agents and talk about Leonard Peltier and they give all this misinformation about him. So this has been in the FBI's circle for a long time. I remember in the 1990s when, you know, Native stuff was really hot. You did, you know, Smoke Signals, Dancing with Kevin Costner. Mm-hmm. So the Natives were all in the, that was a joke, by the way. Dancing with Kevin Costner.
Dancing with the wolves?
Yeah, Dancing with the Wolves. All right, thank you. There, delayed laugh. And Bill, we thought Bill Clinton was going to pardon him. That's how long ago.
Wow. So it's been too long.
And then Obama. And even crazy Trump sounded like he was thinking about it just to make people mad because he was so anti-FBI. But everyone put some tobacco out for Leonard Peltier. We want, you know, Haley and Wendy over the years have said free Leonard Peltier now at the end of the show. And we totally believe that. And it'll be a big day for Native Americans all across Turtle Island when he is finally released. So, hey, up next we got Wendy and with her sacred animal portion, and I'll be with her. And great show, Haley. I have to go. I must go. You know.
Sounds good.
All right. Hey, Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program or TAP is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a go-to card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. That's 612-373-3333.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical prescription drugs and dental, plus over 30 extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
Here. I am in Coleman 1,
U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Howl!
Oh, good one. Hey, I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy's been an animal advocate for many years, and we always say this, but we learned so much from her and all her hard work for our sacred animals, which are our relatives. So, hey, Wendy, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, everybody. Thanks, Haley. Thanks, Robert. My name is Hanaji Hihani, and that means cares for them. And I was given that name by my Daga Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. And it's always my pleasure to do that. And I have a couple of fun facts I'd like to share with everyone. Last week or the week before, I was talking about how important it is when you go to the duck pond or you see a bunch of ducks or geese, not to feed them bread.
Right.
Yeah. Well, there's a thing. Yeah. I just recently, I mean, how many ducks and geese have I killed in my lifetime by feeding them bread or harm them in some way? Right. Jeez. So feeding bread. And I just talked about this recently, but I didn't know the name of the damage that it can cause, but it can cause permanent damage to ducks and geese. And they call it angel wings.
Hey.
Yeah, I have a picture of it. I'm going to put it up here. It's called angel wings. So instead of their wings, like, you know, how a duck or a geese, their wings are like close to their body.
Oh.
Yeah, the wings are close to their body. Angel wings means that their wings will protrude out from their body. And this is really dangerous for them because it makes them unable to fly or to migrate.
Weird.
Yeah, I know. I never knew this. So they can't migrate. They can't even fly away to avoid predators. So don't feed them bread. We want to do cracked corn, peas.
Peas.
Yeah, you could just get a bag of frozen peas. Frozen peas. Yep. Mealworms. I have mealworms. I bought Menards. They're like freeze dried mealworms. Romaine lettuce. I guess not iceberg because iceberg doesn't have very much nutritional value. So romaine lettuce, watermelon, grapes. If you're going to give them grapes, please cut them in half so it doesn't get stuck in their throat and they choke to death.
Make sure there's no seeds.
Cantaloupe. And those are good options for our ducks. So that's nice. I know, right? And I want to repeat this again. I did talk to you about this on the show too, Robert and Haley, but I've been seeing a ton of cardinals lately.
Wow.
Yeah, male and female. They just seem to be flying all around.
How can you tell the difference?
Well, the male cardinal is the beautiful bright red one.
Yes.
And the female is a little bit more grayish with an undertone of red and a red beak. But cardinals can be called a romantic bird species.
Aww.
Yes. You know why? It's so cute. They mate for life and they stay together year round. They sing together before nesting their courtship behavior includes the male gathering food and feeding it to the female beak to beak. Isn't that cute? How cute of a bird is that?
That's really cute.
Yeah. So if you see a cardinal, you could think of that story. That's really cute.
Yeah. Wow.
Another reminder that it's the time of babies, right? So a whole bunch of baby animal wildlife are being born right now. And here's a yearly reminder. Baby squirrels running after you and even climbing up the leg of your pants, they are not rabid. They're doing this out of sheer desperation because they've lost their mother and they have been lacking care for days.
Wow.
Young squirrels are an exception in the animal kingdom. When they have lost contact with their mom and suffer hunger and thirst, they gather all the courage and purposefully seek help from humans. Most of these animals are also injured by the fall from a tree on their nose. So please help them out.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
so
weird.
They probably fall out of the tree head first, oh, you know, and then land on their face when they hit the ground. And they will become desperate if they're thirsty and hungry, and they will seek us out. So help them out. We have a great rehabilitation center here in Roseville, Minnesota.
Still do.
Yeah, the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center of Roseville. Mm-hmm. I can't even tell you how many animals I've brought there. Mm. Usually baby ones, right? Like baby squirrels, I brought quite a few. One year, a baby rabbit. One time, a bat.
Wow.
Yeah. That's right. Remember that bat I picked up? Yeah.
You went to Minneapolis to get it.
A friend of mine, had a bat, found a bat, and didn't have time. He was working to bring it over to the rehabilitation center. So I ran over there and picked it up.
We need those bats, right?
We do need the bats. They get all the mosquitoes. Yes.
I learned that on Fun Fact Friday.
I know. Yeah, I was sad. I love the rehabilitation center because what they'll do is they'll send you a little postcard in the mail and tell you what happened to the animal.
Yeah.
A lot of times, like when I brought the squirrels, even the bunnies, they wanted to know the address where I got the animal, because once they rehabilitate the animal, they set the animal back at the same in the same area. Because some, I don't know if they did that with the rabbits, but I think the squirrels they did for sure because they're territorial. But anyway, it's a great organization. I send them some money here and there. They do a lot of work. I like to volunteer there sometimes too.
In your spare time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
In between painting and taking care of me and Wanda.
Yeah, Wanda's a lot of work. I know. So, couple of fun facts here. It's Fun Fact Friday. I have this list here I've been kind of like picking at. I don't even know. I think there's like 101 fun facts. Mm. I'm just going to go to 36 today. And I don't even know number 36. I don't even know if I talked about this or not, but I don't think I did. Giraffes, which we know, right? Most people know, are the tallest land animal in the world, reaching heights of 19 feet.
Whoa.
And do you know the world's tallest bird? That can grow up to 9 feet.
Ostrich?
Yes, that's right, Robert.
Yay. Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding. And that's so funny. I have the page open to number 34, and it just all of a sudden clicked to like number 60. I don't know what's wrong with this phone. You know what? Because those pop-up ads come up.
Yeah.
I think that's
just
why.
Just read 60.
No, I'm going to go to 48 now because that's what I'm on. A tiger's rear legs are so powerful that they have been found remaining to stand even after death. Let me read that again. A tiger's rear legs are so powerful that they have been found remaining to stand even after death.
I didn't even know tigers could stand.
Tigers have been witnessed to have been shot, bled out, and died, and remained standing throughout. So I guess if they're like running up a tree to like to get away from the horrible hunter who's shooting him down, they will stay in the standing position.
That's not a fun fact.
That's not a fun fact. I have to read these beforehand, right?
Yeah.
A rhinoceros's
imposterous
horns are made of keratin. The same type of protein that makes up hair and fingernails. Yeah, that's keratin. I get keratin treatments in my hair to get the frizz out. Just an FYI.
Well, we should get some advertising from them, I guess.
Let's see here. What else do we have?
Make it a good one. We got a minute and 10 seconds left.
Oh, my God. Let's see here. Sperm whales are the world's largest predator.
Mm,
yeah.
That's positive.
The largest insect ever to live was a dragonfly with a wingspan of over 2.5 feet across.
Wow.
I wonder if that was in prehistoric times.
I'm sure it was.
Right?
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the host of Civic Media's The Maggie Dawn Show, Maggie Dawn, and Bigfoot tracker and enthusiast, Mike Desitel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
And on good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got
to
be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be the middle, especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.